see, as much fun as the comeback must have been Sunday in the second half at Cincinnati, do you think, given where your defense is, I mean, do you think that's a formula this team wants to rely on too much down the stretch in November and December and potentially into the playoffs? Or do you think once everybody's back on defense, that'll be a one-time type of occurrence?
Yeah, once everybody's back, we'll get back rolling, you know, on defensively. That's not too much of our concern. You know, we know, when you have great guys out, you know, other guys got to step in. But at times, you know, it's just not the same. Them guys, you know, your star players on that side, they make a lot of plays for you. And so, you know, once them guys get back, you know, I don't think it'd be too much of a concern.
Do you know enough about this Chargers team to know whether or not this is maybe the best collection, the best team that you've played on so far in your 6 years in San Diego?
Yeah, you know, I would say it is, you know, for the simple fact that all around, you know, the talent that we have from both sides of the ball, you know, is phenomenal. You know, you got guys at a lot of positions that can truly make plays. And that hasn't been the case here in the past, you know, since I've been here.
Does it feel like a long time ago when everyone referred to you as the best player on a bad team in this league? That's kind of the arc that your early career took in San Diego.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like it's a while ago, you know, because, you know, for at least, you know, 3 years now, we've had other guys that can step up and make plays. Antonio Gates, you know, Drew Brees when he was here, you know, having even Jamal Williams up front. And, you know, so I think that's a foregone, you know, conclusion. Now we have a lot of guys that can make plays.
Of all the touchdowns you've scored, LT, is there one that stands out above the rest?
Yeah, probably my favorite one is New England last year. Just an 8-yard touchdown run, and I think it exemplified the way I run, and I end up scoring a touchdown. And so that one stands out probably the most to me.
You know, Jim Brown is pretty much ancient history to most young players today. How did you come to appreciate him or be aware of him? And can you review your meeting with him after the Browns game, or was it before the game?
Well, I admire, you know, runners, and because, you know, that's what I do is I run the football, and I think it's, you know, it's an art to it. You know, there's no two runners that's alike, pretty much. You know, every guy has his own style. And so in the course of being a young man, you know, you look at all the different types of runners that have come before you, and some stick out more than others. And, you know, Jim Brown was obviously a guy that really stuck out, not only because, you know, of his size and strength, but the way, you know, he was able to move, even though he was a big guy, he was able to move in and out the hole, cutting, you know, and it was just an awesome to see him run. And, you know, then just getting the chance to meet him, you know, it was probably the most memorable moment before a game that I've ever, you know, been a part of. And, you know, he just said to me, I've had a great career so far and continued success. And, you know, I mentioned to him that, you know, I would like to, you know, talk to him sometime and keep in contact. And so he agreed and, you know, didn't have much time to talk to him. But the few moments that I spent with him was obviously memorable.
Have you talked to him since?
Say again?
Have you talked to him since?
No, I haven't. Not since then.
LT, you just seem to have a nose for the end zone. Is there something special that's enabled you to get in the end zone as many times as you have in as few games as you played?
I think you got to be, you know, when you get the ball in the red zone, I think you got to be determined to get in the end zone, whether it's from, you know, 20 yards, 30 yards, from two yards. You have to be really determined to get into the end zone because it gets harder. You know, a lot of times teams know what's coming, and the thing that's going to, you know, push you over is you wanted, your determination to score.
LT, what do you enjoy more, throwing a touchdown pass or scoring one yourself?
I really enjoy throwing a touchdown pass, you know, because it's something as a running back you're not supposed to be able to do. And so, you know, it's always neat to find the open guy and kind of read the defense and throw a football for a touchdown, obviously.
What about that other passer on your team? Has Philip Rivers' development and the pace of it surprised even his own teammates this season?
No, I don't think so. You know, I don't think anyone is surprised by the way Philip is playing because, you know, as Philip has been here 3 years now, and every day we've seen the guy work and we've seen him making all the throws that you want from a quarterback. And then when he took over the spot as a starter, you know, we've seen him through off-season camps and mini camp and training camp, and so we seen something special. We knew that we can continue to, you know, to keep rolling as an offense. And so I think a lot of guys, you know, knew that, you know, he was going to be good, and he wasn't going to take a while to come in and adjust to the speed of the game.
Honest answer, there were no reservations in your mind when you knew that Drew Brees was going to be an ex-Charger and a first-time starting quarterback would be head of a, you know, a pretty veteran team?
Well, I mean, you always, you don't know how good you're going to be, you know, but you knew you had a chance to be good because, for one, you know, we knew that we had a good defense, we knew that we can run the football, and, you know, the only question was, were we going to be able to throw it successfully? Mm-hmm. You know, and so obviously when you lose a quarterback, you wonder, how good are you going to be? Now, we knew we was going to be good still, but, you know, 7-2 after 9 games, you know, that's pretty good.
You've heard me for a moment, folks. I'm sorry. Is Denver media on the line with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. At this point, let's draw a line for Denver media to ask questions. We'll dedicate the next few minutes to questions from Broncos media only. So, Denver media, please go ahead, and then we'll join everyone else in a few minutes.
LT, you guys have struggled a little bit lately coming into Denver. Do you have an opinion as to why that is?
No, not really. You know, we just haven't been able to, you know, to get it going. And obviously, I think last year when we, you know, went up 14-3, we was in pretty good shape. And then, you know, Champ Bailey has a pick to the, you know, to the end zone and get him right back in the game. And the whole momentum of the game switches. You know, so it's been different situations. They've made plays, you know, to really get themselves going. And then, you know, once their crowd get behind them, it's really difficult to play there.
LT, from your own personal experience, I mean, against Denver, especially here, it hasn't been kind of the same numbers you've had against other teams. What do they do well against you?
Well, they take me out the game. I haven't had the ball much up there playing in Denver. You know, for whatever reason, you know, they end up taking me out the game, whether we get behind and we're not running the ball much. That's been the case.
Have they been more disciplined against you in terms of, you know, gap control, things like that, in terms of sure tacklers, you know, in terms of when you have had the ball?
You know, I'm not sure. You know, I know that one thing they do well is they know us. You know, they know exactly what we like to do. And so they play well against knowing what we do well. And so obviously when you play a team twice a year, that's going to tend to happen. And so that's one, you know, with the kind of players that they have on defense, it's really hard to have success against teams that know you and are great players.
In terms of, you know, we talked about the team's success or lack of here, how much does that stick in your craw having been your whole career not winning in Denver?
Obviously you think about it, you know, but it's not something that you focus on and say, you know, man, I really want to win in Denver, and, you know, you put everything on the line. It's not like that. You know, you approach this game the same way if you approach any other game, you know, and see what happens.
LT, any special motivation, LT, this week with both teams 7-2 going into this one?
The motivation is for first place. I mean, that's motivation in itself. Two teams of 7-2 playing for the top of their division.